Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Paulina.
And I'm Alexis.
And this is our 6-month review.
I was like, why? I don't know why I thought you were going to say, like, this is our 60th episode.
I don't know what episode we're on.
We're on like 30.
Oh.
Yeah. Halfway there.
No, it's our performance review
for the last
6 months. We're officially, by the time this goes live, this will be going live first week of July. So we've officially made it through over 6 months. We're hitting our 7th month of the year. And this is a perfect time to take a look back at our vision boards that we made at the beginning of the year. We have a whole episode about that, by the way, if you're interested. if you want to go back to January.
January.
But yeah, we're going to take a look at our vision boards and basically see how far we've come in them. Or maybe we need to motivate ourselves to get on it for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing today.
Do you want to start?
No.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. I guess I'll go first then.
Mm-hmm.
How do we want to do this?
Just should we maybe we should each explain our vision boards first?
Yeah.
And then we'll get into the details.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess what's your overall vibe of this vision board?
Okay. Well, I split it up into sections. So the top half is health and wellness, essentially, and I have consistency on there, and then eat healthy, hydrate, move, sleep. And then the second half, I guess, the middle ish of my vision board is home, apartment. I have Rare Beauty, their office on here for more events.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have travel, and then I have quotes romanticize your life, confidence is powerful, 777 wonderful things are about to happen, protect your peace. Yep, that's a big one.
You're gotta work on that one.
And then the last half of my vision board is traveling, such as Miami, London. And then I have money on here, because who doesn't love money? And then the gag of it all is I have a couple photo on here, and that's not going great.
The gag?
Yeah, the gag of it all. So that's my vision board in a nutshell. I will say the things I feel like I've accomplished so far on it is perhaps the wonderful things are about to happen in money aspect, because of my second job opportunity that I got this year, where I got to travel for work and work the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of iconic, if I do say so
and
myself.
You got a lot of money for that one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fatty check. So I feel like those definitely came to fruition. I feel like I've been doing pretty well with eating healthy, a balance of enjoying what I want, but still getting in my nutrients and working out. So I feel like I've been doing good in that area. Sleep is lacking, but since I retired from the streets,
it's been a month. Relax.
Honestly, I'm so annoyed that I went out that much, because now my sleep schedule is really not great. And I told my mom the other day that I'm sleep training myself like a baby. And I'm trying to wake up at the same time every day,
mm-hmm.
even on the weekends, just right now, just to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going awful. If not, succeeding.
Are you cranky or what?
I just don't get up.
Oh.
But I'm starting to think, I don't know. I mean, I've always had B12 issues, but I don't know if it's worse than usual, because I'm oversleeping. I'm sleeping too much now.
Oh yeah. What did you say the other day? 13 hours or something?
And I'm still tired.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I should probably ask my doctor about that.
Get some blood work done.
Yeah.
You've done so many times a year too.
I also think my iron is low again, because mm-hmm. I swear I've been bruising so easily.
Mm.
Which is usually my telling sign.
Anemia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you won't catch me eating red meat, so I might have to go back on the iron.
You don't eat red meat? Ever?
Unless it's a hamburger, that's it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same, actually. Mm-hmm. Oh, a hot dog.
Oh. Can't forget about my glizzies. Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm the same. I don't eat steak.
I hate steak.
It hurts Red my meat grosses me out. Unless me too. It's, yeah, a yeah. nice hot glizzy with ketchup and mustard.
Or a hamburger. That's as far as
I made turkey burgers tonight, by the way.
So good.
They were better. Well, actually, I totally lied. Carlos made them.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
My God.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I feel like, honestly, I'll probably go to Miami for my birthday, and we're still going to London. So, like, that's going well.
Mm-hmm. We got to buy our tickets. It's coming. Mm-hmm.
We do.
In a few months.
Yes.
We're going for Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas time.
Oh my God. Let's save it for the Christmas episode.
Imagine we like bring the mics to London. We're just interviewing people on the streets.
The chicken, like the chicken
Tuesday.
Shop girl.
Tuesday. Oh my God, Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would say, I guess my lacks, if you will, is I don't plan on having my own apartment anytime soon because.
That's not your fault.
In this economy?
Yeah.
With the salary I'm making?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not looking great.
No.
And then dating, also not looking great. So.
Yeah.
But in my defense, I don't give men the time of day, so it's like kind of my fault.
Well, I think.
I haven't found a man worth my time.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's not something totally in your control. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just get into like a relationship. No. So, with anybody.
Yeah.
You're not desperate.
No.
No. Mm-mm. You can't relate.
To desperation.
And then the apartment thing, it's like, unless you know somebody who's mm-hmm. going to be paying your rent, it's like,
yeah,
it's like really hard. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame you.
Yeah. So
it's fine. I think those are fine.
Yeah. That's it for me.
Okay. So my vision board, my goal for this year was like balance, just to feel well-rounded in mm-hmm. all the different aspects of my life. I feel like last year I really prioritized self-care and like, you know, having a slow lifestyle, and that's still a really big priority for me, but I feel like in doing that I wasn't prioritizing like my career dreams as much. I think I kind of like slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I think I needed that. But now that I know how to be more calm, that's what it was. It's last year I really learned how to like sit with my emotions and process them and be calm and more grounded. Mm-hmm. But now I need to find the balance between doing that. And at the same time, I am a career oriented person. So still going after like, you know, my dreams and my goals and all that, but not losing that and getting like
yeah.
worked up. So, I just wanted to be more balanced this year, which I think I'm doing a pretty good job in. But so I have some quotes. One of them says, little things make big things happen. I'm choosing me, grateful, take the risk, and put your phone down and do anything else. That one, I actually needed to read that because
that's a good one. Yeah.
I get like frustrated with myself. I do this thing a lot where I'll be sitting on my phone and then like 2 hours have passed mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my God, like I could have been doing so much more productive things with my time.
Yeah.
And why was I just like for
on
what?
TikTok. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not like I'm on TikTok all the time doing research for like content for me. Like sometimes I'm just mindlessly scrolling.
Yeah. You're just like watching funny things.
Most of the time. Yeah. So I do think that's something I still need to work on, but I feel like the other quotes, like especially the little things make big things happen and take the risk. I feel like that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
With my life. Like I am starting to come to terms with that I have to be brave to get the things that I want. And I'm not very good at being brave. I like being safe.
Same.
But posting content and like putting yourself out there, you do have to be brave, and being consistent with it, that takes a lot of bravery. Mm-hmm. And not everybody has that. And yeah. I'm kind of proud of myself. So you kind of just have to like just do it. So I feel like I've been trying new things this year. Like first of all, our podcast.
Yeah.
We started that late last year, but like, you know, we've been taking it more seriously this year. I've been posting different content I started my styling account, and yeah, I feel like I just didn't know that before. I think I was very much like, I need a 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. And then once I'm able to like make a full-time living off of my content creation, then, you know, I can like just pursue that.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you don't have to have a 9-to-5 job. Like, there are other ways to mm-hmm. make money that I'm starting to learn. So we'll see what happens with that. But point is that I'm getting into that mindset where I'm starting to understand, like, sometimes to get the things you want, it's going to be like unconventional. It's going to be different, mm-hmm. but you just got to send it, honestly.
I kind of love that for you, because I feel like I'm still stuck in like caring too much what people think.
Yeah.
I like literally stopped posting on TikTok.
Yeah. You haven't posted in like a couple months, huh?
I like just post random one-offs like here and there.
I took a break basically all of May.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like, what am I doing with my content? Like, I really needed to find my niche again, I think.
I don't know if I told you. Maybe I did. I feel like it probably was you. I feel like I just need to post things about San Diego. People eat that up. Like, people that aren't from here.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God. Like, they always like tag their besties. Like, let's go to San Diego. Or like, San Diego in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I'm like, I literally live here.
Yeah, I feel like we have to stop thinking so hard about the stuff that we post at the same time. It's like, the point of TikTok especially is like authenticity, mm-hmm. especially with our podcast. Like, I think if we just posted like stupid clips, because that makes way more sense with our actual like content of our episodes mm-hmm. versus like the cutesy aesthetic stuff. Like, that still makes sense for us.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it's like, we're just two girlies. Like,
yeah, we're like
giggling.
Just two girls in their 20s.
Yeah. And it's like, we don't film ourselves recording our podcast, because we film late at night and the lighting sucks. But like, we can still film like stupid TikToks, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Like, when we posted that Uggs one, it did so well.
Please.
It had like 16,000 views on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we did more stuff like that, that showed us as a person, like, mm-hmm. or as people and as friends, I feel like that's what people want to see. But I think we think about it too much, and we're like, it's the aesthetic, and mm-hmm. which is still important, but like, that's not the only thing. So
true.
I feel like, like, taking the risk is also little things like that. Mm-hmm. Just trying something different than what we're used to, and also showing our face and being okay with it. Like, that's scary.
Like,
putting yourself out there for the internet is scary, but
that is.
We're doing it. And then I also have a picture of like podcast stands. With microphone stands for a podcast.
Cute.
With like cute over the ear headphones. Mm-hmm. Because I had our goal, or my goal for this podcast was for it to grow, and we're at over 2,000 downloads.
Yeah.
In like 9 months?
Yes.
No. 7 months? 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And we have 200 followers on Instagram. Like, we're getting there. Silly. So, yeah. My goal is for this to continue growing. So, I feel like we're working on it. I mean, we post consistently. Mm-hmm. We've hardly ever missed. We've missed, like, a couple here and there. But,
yeah. That's the
we're
life.
Also regular girlies.
Yeah.
Who work and do other things. Like, this isn't our full time. So.
True.
It's just us two. We're trying.
We're out here. We're struggling. But we're trying our best.
I also added in pictures of reading and cooking. I add in a picture in of like a stylist, fruits and veggies, and exercise. So, oh, and also a journal. Exercise as in like, I put outdoor exercising. So I put somebody on a beach run. I put a picture of me and Gali playing tennis.
Fun.
Because my goal is to just be active. Like, I'm not trying to, I don't want to lose weight. I don't want to like look a certain way. Mm-hmm. I just want to continue to be healthy, and honestly just take advantage of having a healthy body and like loving and respecting my body as it is.
Yeah.
And to me, loving and respecting your body is like giving it nutritional foods, mm-hmm. taking care of it, which is like, you know, exercising for like 30 minutes to an hour a day, walking, not sitting down the entire day. Like, that's not good for varicose veins.
Yeah.
And it's not good for your blood flow. Like, it's not good for your brain. And what I mean is just like being very grounded also with nature too. So it's good for your body and your well-being to be outside and like literally touching grass.
Yeah, like, quite literally touching grass.
Doing that, seeing bodies of water has been proven to reduce stress like a ton. Mm-hmm. You know, being playful in the sense where it's like when we go play tennis, we don't know the rules, but we just have so much fun playing it because it's different.
You're just playing for the vibes.
Yeah. And then we joined like the kickball league this year. Mm-hmm. And it's like the point is being active because it's healthy for your mind and your body.
Yeah.
And it also, I feel like, helps with inner child healing because when you're like at this age, you kind of have to force yourself to be active. And like going to the gym is like, oh, like you have to. It's like a chore kind of, versus like people like underestimate that sports is still a thing. So I don't know. I feel like it's just, it's been good because we just get with our friends every week and we play our kickball league and win or lose. I'm like, I still was active. I was going
to say, there's no like stress behind it.
No,
it's literally just for fun.
It's, and there's like a different use of your mind that I think we don't use as much at this age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know. It makes me feel like youthful.
Yeah.
Still. So whether that's why I put like, you know, the different exercises, I put the tennis, I put the gym or going for an outdoor run, like just taking care of your body, whatever that means, whatever I'm feeling that day. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to follow a workout program ever again. Like it's, I don't want to be strict with myself. It's mm-hmm. just going based off of like vibes basically. And then the cooking ones that I put, it's because like I said, I want to be better at loving and respecting my body this year. And I get a lot of anxiety eating out because I don't like not knowing what's in my food.
Same.
I do have a emetophobia.
That goes for both of us.
Yeah. And control issues. So
yeah,
I like knowing what's in my food. And when I'm eating at home and I'm cooking it, I feel like it's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I'm not going to get sick.
Yeah.
And I know what not to put into my food. And by mm-hmm. that, I mean like, I'm not going to put like greasy things. I'm not going to put like a bunch of butter and, you know, like I know stuff how much like I'm that. Putting in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like frugal with the amount of oil that I put on it and all that stuff. So I wanted to fall back in love with cooking this year because it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like I've been doing that. I've been cooking a lot.
You have.
And different stuff. So yeah, I don't get bored.
Just like the same things.
Mm-hmm. And then the like working pictures I have, you know, the styling one. I have an iPhone on a pod or on a podcast. I have an iPhone on a tripod because I wanted to film more content.
Ooh.
I feel like I really found my niche with.
You did. Or you have.
Yeah. With like my personal account. And then I made a separate styling account. And then I rebranded my TikTok to be Styling by Paulina, which matches my styling Instagram account.
Yes.
So that now it's just like, I want to be like the fashion girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for a little bit on TikTok, I was posting like lifestyle stuff. But now it's like, I'll post lifestyle things if it's related to fashion. Like if it's come shopping with me or like the Hollister video that I did, mm-hmm. like little things like that is okay for me with lifestyle. But I really want to stick to just this fashion stuff. So
that makes sense. It's like your brand.
Mm-hmm. Just and I really love it.
Cohesive brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love styling and I've been like my full time job is in fashion, but I prefer working with styling. So. I also have my website that I revamped.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't show me.
On Squarespace.
I want to mm-hmm. see.
This still needs some work, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't looked at my vision board in a while, and I feel like I'm doing it.
Remember our old website names?
No.
The Guiltless Glam.
I'm going to throw up. What was yours?
A Scorpio Style. Oh. I can't.
Scorpio Style.
The Guiltless Girl. I can't.
Oh my god. The what is it called?
Wait, yours?
No, when every word starts with the same letter.
Oh, an alliteration.
Yeah. It's gonna say an onomatopoeia.
Close enough.
God, why was that such a thing?
Do you remember like our like old content pictures we would take on my Canon? And they were no. so cheesy.
On your Canon?
Yes.
I don't remember taking them
we
on
took,
that.
Like Christmas
with the presets on Lightroom.
No, literally. Oh my god.
Oh my god, you guys, our content used to be so
no,
bad.
Like
Do you remember our old YouTube channel? Guys, we've been wanting to be content creators for years.
Like 2014. Like this, a decade?
We've been trying so hard.
And we're still.
We're like, make us famous.
Literally, I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
We're so tired. We've been trying.
We've been, like, literally trying for so long.
We taught ourselves everything on YouTube and iMovie back in the day. And, like, the green screens the flat lay. Or not
Ken's Burns.
The overlays and everything. Yes. The, like, transitions.
Oh, my God.
And how to add the little, like, subscribe button to the screen.
The bell.
The bell.
Oh my gosh. Ellie.
No, Ellie.
Oh my God.
I can't.
Do you remember when you came with me on like that fashion video thing where like that guy was that was in my class filmed for me in high school?
No.
On my YouTube channel. I still have it, but it's private. I hid that. But in like in 2017, I think I started a YouTube channel and some guy that was in my film class. I was in a film class in high school. Mm-hmm. Some guy that was in my film class. He was really talented.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Well,
he was really talented. Like he was killing it. He was making like full on commercials and things like things you would see on like a Super Bowl. It was really good for him being like 15 or whatever. Anyway, and he had like a professional camera and everything, and I was like, do you want to film me walking down the streets and I'm so conceited down the streets in downtown San Diego with like my cute little outfits, and I'm gonna make it like a lookbook, like a summer lookbook. And you came with
me. You just had to see the lookbook. That just unlocked something in my head.
And I was changing, like, in my car.
Yeah.
And I had, like, three different outfits.
Nothing changed. We still carry three outfits.
And I remember I got copyrighted that video because of the song I used. It's because, I don't know if
she's... copyright strike.
I don't know if she's still around. Did you ever follow her, the YouTuber Evelina? She was, like, Russian and she was blonde.
Oh my God, yeah.
I loved her. And she would always post videos like that. And she was like my biggest inspiration. Yeah. So I literally sent him like a video
a link
that she did. And then I was like, I want this. But I was like, but I'm the star. And then he filmed it and edited it for me and everything. I never saw him again. He was like, you're insane.
He's like, I'm never working with you again.
He's like, this is the worst experience. I was like, follow me around the streets.
My God. And I cannot. Like,
film me. And I have it. It's hidden on YouTube. I'm not showing that ever again, but
no.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about my YouTube videos.
Ours were bad.
Yeah.
They were cringy.
Yeah. I'm like, who let me post this?
Me.
Yeah.
I supported it.
And I supported yours.
No.
Wow.
Anyway.
Those should we'll never see one the light of day. Yeah. Even like, oh my God. Even like some of my TikToks from COVID, like I archived them. They were so cringe.
Me too. And it was only 4 years ago. I'm like, wait, I was cringy 4 years ago.
Literally.
No, I see some of the things that I've posted.
Yeah.
And like the millennial pause. And some of them is so bad, or like I don't even want to think about them.
I actually just archived a lot of my Instagram photos. I think I was close to like 400 posts, and now I'm at like 360.
I did too. It's because my presets were insane.
No, I was using those JC Marie presets.
I don't know who I was using.
They were in Aspen Ovards. They were too much.
I was using Tezza's.
Oh, like her OG.
The one where it made you look like orange.
Yes. I used something like that too. I'm like, why did I ever think that was like, okay?
This looks great.
No.
Let me just completely distort my skin color.
Yeah. It's so funny because I get like a few DMs now of like, oh my God, like what filter do you use? And I'm like,
it's the exposure.
I just dragged the exposure down on iPhone. Yeah. I'm like, it's not that like hard.
No, I don't do anything either. I put the exposure down.
Mm-hmm.
I might mess with the contrast like very little.
I sharpen it like just a smidge.
Me too. And then I'll mess with the brilliance.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the brightness maybe.
Mm-hmm. I do the brightness a little too.
But hardly. I hardly do anything. It's mostly just the exposure.
Yeah. Same.
And the brilliance, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got here.
I don't know either. I think we were talking about content and then it turned into
A trip down memory lane.
Those videos will never see the face.
No, don't even try looking for them.
No, they're hidden.
Yeah. I hope mine are. I feel like you sent me a screenshot a while ago.
Really?
Remember I did a What's on My iPhone?
No.
I swear you sent...
Were you screen recording your iPhone? Yeah. Oh. I guess. We've been trying, guys.
Yeah.
We've been desperate.
It's rough out here.
And then we're like content creator girlies that are just stuck in 9 to 5s.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard.
Literally that.
It's so hard being us. God. We're born to be creators.
We're born to be Sharpay Evans in the creator world. We're not.
And we're not. Oh, man. Not in this economy, guys.
Mm-mm.
One day.
One day is right.
We'll be like who?
I want to be like Britney.
Xavier?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
She lives a healthy lifestyle, a well-traveled lifestyle, a good fashion lifestyle.
She's a good one.
That's who I want to be when I'm older.
I don't know who I want to be like. I'm thinking Bretman Rock.
In Hawaii with chickens and turtles.
Yeah, I think so.
And cutting up mangoes. It's not a bad life.
I just love those TikTok girlies and Instagram girlies where their reels are literally them just setting up their phone again somewhere and showing their outfit for like 5 seconds and then
that's literally.
I love it. Why don't I do those? I don't know. I'm shy, I guess.
Or like all like, you're talking about the ones and like, especially in New York.
Yeah.
Where they just walk back.
Yeah.
I love those.
I don't know why I don't do it.
I will like every single video that pops up.
Every
like
time. Mm-hmm. And it's like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
They just do like two poses, standing poses, and they're like, okay.
And then they walk up and grab it.
Just gotta take the risk.
One of us needs like an Octo Buddy or whatever that like sticks on your phone.
Yeah, I know. I hate walking around with my tripod. Somebody commented on one of my videos one time and my tripod was like showing like I was holding my tripod.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, I thought that was a gun. And ever since then, when I walk in public with that thing, I'm like, I hope people don't think I have a gun.
Please.
Like,
ugh. No.
I was like, a gun? Does it absolutely look like not little old me?
No.
What happened? Who's
afraid of little old me?
No.
No.
As always, we're going to end it with, anyway.
I can't.
This is your sign to check in on your vision board.
Yes.
Check in on how your 2024 is doing. Maybe do some journaling.
Ooh.
Some inner work. See how your year's going.
Mm-hmm.
See if there are some things you can turn around.
Yeah.
If you want to improve your year. And if you're having a great year, love that for you. Keep shining. Boo.
I can't. I literally can't with that.
Anyway.
Yeah. I really just don't have much to say by the time we get to the end of the episode.
Yeah. So keep shining, boo, is where we're going to end.
That's our mantra. What we're ending on.
A mantra? Why do you say it like that?
What is it? Mantra?
Yeah.
Really?
Mantra? I've never heard somebody say it that way.
I feel like I've heard someone say it that way. Maybe that's why I started saying it that way.
You and your mantra and your Tylenol. No. You freak.
No. Because ever since you pointed that out, I'm so careful how I say it now. I haven't said it like
so
that
weird
since.
She used to say Tylenol instead of Tylenol. I was like, what did she just say?
I hate you for that.
I was brought here to humble you.
Yeah, you're my north.
I'm your northwest.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh jeez. Okay, I think that's enough for tonight.
All right. Okay. Well, happy July and
go party it up on Independence Day.
I think this comes out that week.
Yeah.
I will be in Hawaii.
Oh my god, you're already going that soon?
Yeah. We're going for the 4th of July.
Wait, that's fun.
I know.
I literally have no plans on the 4th. Is that lame?
We never do.
Oh, wait, that's true.
We always cry about it.
I act like, yeah, that's actually really true.
Since like high school, we'd be like, should we go to the beach? And we're like, no, it's too busy.
God, no.
So it's we like would
my
just
worst nightmare.
Never do anything ever.
Mm-mm. Well,
happy 4th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.